That was the ending song, I believe, to this season of Game of Thrones, The Winds of Winter by Ramin. I'm not going to pronounce his last name.
That's an interesting last name.
Thank you.
I'm not going to pronounce his last name.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I'm Zach Going. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts, and I'm joined by two reoccurring guests and one not-so-reoccurring guest.
Friend of the program still.
Maybe not friend of the program status quite yet. Maybe. These names mean nothing to you, but Sean Freeman, Chris Del Russo, and the not-so-reoccurring one is my friend Owen Seamster. Yay! I believe all the mics are on. Yes. Speak directly into the mics when you guys want to talk.
Sorry.
Speak directly into the microphone, Senator. Oh, shoot. I probably shouldn't do that on the air.
catch a drowsy?
Catch a drowsy. That's exactly what I'm talking about. How'd you know I was catching a drowsy?
Because I'm catching a drowsy right now.
Oh, man. You see, the men and women on their morning commute on Fridays at 10 a.m. who are big fans of Pokemon Go as they go off to their 9-to-5 jobs that they're late for. they really love listening to this show and listening to us put air horns in front of Jack and Diane and the Winds of Winter.
And talk about our Pokemon Go playing. As we're on the air, we've got our smartphones out. Yeah. Just playing Pokemon Go.
When it first came out, I thought there was only, like, one Pokemon for all of us to catch, like, when one popped up. So I was thinking, like, what if I just got a bike? And anytime I saw someone, like, frantically walking, like, to a Pokemon or something, and I could just, like, speed past them, catch it, and then, like, speed away.
Yep. I love how the benefits of you owning a bike are solely for Pokemon Go.
Not for, like, it's the exercise or anything like
not
that.
Not for, like, the ease of travel.
Anytime I see anyone looking down at their phone now, I just assume they're playing Pokemon Go. Because that's what I'm doing.
When it's completely vertical, I think that's very right. If they're like looking down at their phone, I don't think that's true.
If they have one hand swiping up, it's 100%.
I'm on the train every day and I see this person playing Pokemon Go, that person's playing Pokemon Go. I'm like, everybody's playing it.
Wait, what team are you guys?
Mystic.
Team Valor.
Mystic.
Team Valor.
Boo, nobody likes Team Valor.
Owen would be Team Mystic if he had a smartphone. I would. Owen, thoughts about Pokemon Go because you don't own a smartphone?
I don't play Pokemon Go mostly because I don't have a smartphone. If I did have one, I might actually play it. Interestingly enough, on site for where I'm stationed, they actually had to put in a special XO note. Mm-hmm. By the executive officer for Pokemon Go. And this was a direct quote. Never in my wildest imaginations did I think that when I took control of this command, I would have to tell students to stop running around to try and capture and catch imaginary creatures.
But think about how many eggs you can hatch while you're doing all the training and stuff. If you just put it in your pocket while you had to do all the running. We should send our phones with them.
I think you have to keep the app open while you're walking around,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the silliest thing. So, do you know about the egg incubation?
Only a little bit.
So, you get eggs at Pokestops, and you have to incubate the eggs, and the only way to hatch them is by walking a certain distance that's defined by the egg, and, like, the further the distance is, like, usually the more rare the Pokemon is. So, like, if you walk 2 kilometers to hatch an egg, it's probably, like, a Pidgey. If you walk 10 kilometers, it's, like, maybe... I don't want to say Vaporeon, but like maybe like a high-level Eevee.
Yeah. Snorlax is one that you can
Snorlax?
Get. Yeah.
I got a Scyther from a 10K egg.
So. There's a little chart. I'll send it to you guys of like all the possibilities.
This is just riveting talk for everybody listening. This is the third week in a row we've talked about Pokemon Go, which is...
Actually, yeah. Joe Amazing. Aguito informed me that he just caught a 391 combat power Bulbasaur from a 2-kilometer egg.
What? I want a Bulbasaur.
I know. That's the one I don't have, actually.
I caught that one. That's my first
Here's
one
Shimmy
caught.
Shimmy Yeah by Dirty Old...
Oh, fuck you, can't even sing.
Oh.
Yeah, just sing this song to get some pussy.
Ooh, baby, I like it. Shimmy, shimmy,
mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco drum. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip down.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
House nigga, it's who's getting the feeling that it's made of. Clowns, the ghost can be seen far. They turn around, we're more excited. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, this so dumb. But you can't even touch my skill. You gotta vote the one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like bam, jump on stage and then I dent down.
Me through this. maybe I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Yes, I agree, Sean. That was that was only Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. That was no other song. Maybe there was a hint of Kendrick Lamar in there.
No, there wasn't.
There was a hint of Kendrick Lamar, but I was responsible, and I actually shut off Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, responsible.
Yeah, I agree. Very responsible.
Yeah.
Speaking
of Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind played a concert at the RNC a couple days ago.
Yeah.
For those and essentially put up a giant middle finger to everyone there.
For those who don't know Third Eye Blind, one, were you living under a rock in 1997?
Don't insult the dear readers.
And two, they are very staunch Democrats. Back in 2012... the RNC asked them to play, at which point they said no and penned an article in the Huffington Post about how much they disagreed with the Republican platform.
Why would they ask him again?
I don't
or
know.
Ask them again, excuse
they,
me.
They just don't learn, I guess. So they asked them again this year, and they played a benefit, and the whole time, they didn't play any of the hits, except at the end they ended up playing Jumper, which is about person who happens to be gay who killed themselves, and at the opening of that song he said, to love this song you have to love the message of equality and the message of loving one another regardless of gender, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of race, color, creed, anything of that nature. And then people started booing him, and you could say, he said, you can boo me all you want, but I'm the artist up here on stage, with a few more expletives thrown in there. And then as soon as he started playing, they started cheering.
Of course.
And then at one point, he shouts during the middle of the set, "Who here believes in science?" And nobody said anything.
It should be noted that Chris, are you registered Republican?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm registered unenrolled, and I voted for Bernie Sanders.
All right. I was gonna say, I remember like you in high school like driving me home and listening to the Howie Carr show.
I don't
and
listen
that's
to
some
Howie
serious
Carr.
Stuff. Or it was some conservative talk radio.
I don't remember listening to that at all.
Howie Carr, if you're listening to this right now,
Howie Carr, he's a liar.
I will challenge you to come up here. I will take you on.
If Howie Carr is listening right now, two things. One, why? Two, get in the studio right now. Let's have a debate, Howie Carr. I challenge you to a debate.
Yes.
Because nothing will drive listeners up like a staunch political debate on radio.
I don't know if I want Howie Carr listeners listening to this. Watch as our listener rate drops drastically.
Where were we at right now?
We were at 7 and we're at 9.
Wow, ooh. We can't
keep talking about Howie Carr. Go,
hello.
Go, go.
All right, here
hello.
We go.
Hello, two new listeners.
Mr. Carr, how do I do my Howie Carr impression? Liz Warren is not Native American. I don't know.
Gonna alienate those Howie Carr listeners that we so dearly cherish.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure they love when I say Liz Warren is not a Native American.
Whenever there's just a silence, play that air horn.
Yeah. So they should. I really should cut the air horn. Wait, no. Continue.
No, I just thought there was a silence.
I had nothing else to say.
I think the air horn is a wonderful addition to the Astro Hour.
They showed us the radio station at Lowell when we went on the tour and stuff. Cool. So I was like, sweet.
91.5 WUML.
Yeah, yes. I have an idea. Maybe I'll just play the Astro Hour on Fridays from 10 to 11.
We'll just
broadcast it even further to a bigger audience.
Not gonna lie, I'm gonna miss having my own show when school year comes around a little bit. Because I've got my reoccurring show with my friends, and I love that show.
Which one's that again? You were telling us about it.
Oh,
it
word of the day.
That was
Also, the gimmick might very well end because we've run out of words now that it works for.
Oh, yeah, because you play songs.
Yeah, I mean, because we had a lot of ones. Like, I've got all the playlists here.
You play songs with
sun,
words.
Sun, girl, what, love, go, it, come, kiss, God, call. Like, these are good words that have, like, a lot of songs, you know, in, like...
Did you play Come On, Eileen? Did you play Come Sail Away? Did you...
We did not do Come Sail Away.
Can we play Come Sail Away?
Maybe.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of Styx.
How?
By having taste.
You're not a fan of The Cure. You're not a fan of Styx.
Did I just burp into the microphone? Maybe. Excuse me, audience.
That's unprofessional.
Forgive me, audience. It was an accident. I feel persecuted. Let's play some Neil Cicerega mashups. Neil Cicerega, internet celebrity, who I see at work all the time, including yesterday, watching Star Trek Beyond. And his wife, who's also an amazing illustrator. Here's Sexual Lion King by Neil Cicerega.
There's a calm surrender.
Certainly, what a great song.
What a beautiful fade this is.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is my request, guys.
This would be cool. Yeah, this is Sean's one contribution to the day, even though I came up with the idea.
We're gonna I'm gonna make sure that you change the name of the program to the Air Horn Hour.
No. Okay, so dear readers, we are having a poll right now on Twitter at @ZAGoing to see air horn or no air horn. Currently, we are at 100% air horn. So if you're not a fan of the air horn, it's not looking good for you today.
Once you say that, it flips like 99% no air horn.
So far, it's still 100% air horn.
All two votes.
With two votes! We got two whole votes.
Who are they?
Yeah, I wonder.
They must be fine-looking gentlemen.
One for air horn?
Yes, very handsome gentlemen, I feel
that. One for air horn? Two for air horn.
Yeah.
Would you like a recount?
Oh, man. I thought I was going to have something to talk about this time, but...
I went to Canada.
You went to Canada? How was Canada? Wow, you got back really quickly.
Yeah.
How long were you in Canada for?
I was there for like 3 or 4 days.
Did you fly
3 hours?
No, we drove up Sunday, stayed Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday
Montreal?
Night. No, Niagara.
Oh, solid.
Yeah.
So, almost Montreal.
Yeah. It's nice.
That's pretty cool. What'd you guys do?
It was great. We looked at the falls, and I'm telling my mom what station we're on because she just texted me.
91.5.
We are on 91.5 FM WMFO.
It was really cool. And then we went into Toronto, looked at the Hockey Hall of Fame. We got haircuts.
Oh yeah, no, it was great. It was a great time. You know, I went to Canada, got a haircut.
Got Canadian haircuts.
Got those famous Canadian haircuts.
Yeah. It was me, Anthony Tiger, and my brother Chris that got haircuts, because Anthony got one in Italy, so we're making it a thing to get international haircuts now.
Anthony got a haircut in Italy. It looks exactly the same as your American haircut has always looked.
It does, yeah. No, it was nice, though. I got shaved with like a little single-edge blade thing.
Yeah, my barber does that, too, here in America.
I know. Well, I never had it done yet.
Well, that's my goal.
His barber was more polite.
True. Very Canadian. Definitely had the accent, my guy. I didn't hear the accent as much in Niagara, but...
Bless you, Zach.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, I was trying to make sure people at home didn't know that I was sneezing, but whatever.
All right.
I've always thought that shaving with a straight edge razor is like the epitome of masculinity. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to learn how to.
See, I just don't shave.
I used to see commercials all the time with single blade razors, but.
Yeah, I mean, I feel I've. Did I get shaven with a single edge razor that time? No, I didn't. It was. I was at the barber, and he did the back of my neck.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Do you grow facial hair, Zach?
Yeah, Zach does. I've seen.
Yeah, I do. Like seriously.
Yeah, he just shaves. Like
I just have never seen often. You.
It just doesn't get full at all.
You've always been like, baby faced to me.
Thanks, bud.
Welcome.
This is like 2 days. This is like 2 days stubble right here.
What's 2 days stubble? I don't see anything.
I hate you. This is like the amount of stubble that like they put on. So I was thinking about this when I was watching Star Trek Beyond yesterday, like because there was there's like a part where some people are like stranded, but like not like stranded, like they've been there for like a couple hours. Like the amount of stubble I have is like the amount of stubble they put on an actor to make it look like they haven't been to a bathroom in like a day.
Like
you
that's,
know,
the amount of stubble you have would be the amount of stubble if I shaved my beard after I wiped my face with a towel. That's the amount of stubble I'd have.
Well, that's just not a clean shave, dude.
No, that's just how fast my beard grows.
I disagree.
Yeah, I've never actually seen your beard grow, so I'm gonna also disagree.
You've just known me with a beard.
What do you use revives for on Pokemon Go? I've not used a single one.
If you battle a gym and your Pokemon faints.
Yeah, but mine only is like, it like gets to, like, it loses the match, but then I never have to use a revive. It's just always the potion.
Well, like, I don't know.
It's just.
I don't really know either. I just use the potions.
Weird. I just trash them so I can get more Pokeballs.
Yeah, same. I really do love how, like, they didn't give anybody instructions really on how to play, and they're just kind of letting everyone figure it out.
Just learn on their own.
Really cool. Hey, who's that at the door? Oh. What?
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous?
Who is this?
Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
So, thatsnotcool.
Let's go around the table.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At what point was the robot going too much?
The like second text.
1-2 snuggle.
Yeah, that's just an overbearing robot.
I'd say right at the end, the I'm outside your house. I mean there are a lot of things before him.
Are you getting these? Are you with your ex?
Yeah.
It's a little overbearing.
Bye bye, Mr. Robot. Who are you letting into the building?
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment.
Oh wow,
program.
It's Forrest Whitaker.
Is my daughter true?
Hi.
And
life is full of choices. And many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian. And it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker. And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit peta.org.
God, that makes me want to be a vegetarian.
Goodbye, Forrest Whitaker.
Bye, Forrest Whitaker. Bye-bye. Thank you. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Bye-bye.
That still doesn't want to make me. We played that one last weekend. I mean, we didn't play anything. Forrest Whitaker came in last week, too, and I still don't want to be a vegetarian.
I mean, like, I don't want to be a vegetarian, but I feel like I should. Like,
You should want to, or you should be a vegetarian?
No, I should.
Chicken parm.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Like, meat's amazing. Like, and I don't even have that many qualms with, like, the ethics of eating meat, you know? Because, like, we're going to eat living things no matter what. But, what? Oh, you want me to make sure the mics are at full volume.
Yeah, okay. I can't hear myself.
I can't hear myself on the microphone. Okay. I just Sean right now is looking
Sean just
looking Chris straight in the face and playing with the knobs of the volume for his headphones.
Sean just raised the volume of my headphones just to make all it the way up.
Deafeningly loud.
Yeah.
So all I can hear is just my laugh.
Stop yelling. Let's see how many listeners we've attracted with our riveting conversation. One extra.
Hey,
all right. We've gained one.
How are you? Oh no, that's probably my mom. To be honest, hi mom.
Oh yeah,
she texted me. What?
We still haven't lost any.
Should we graph the amount of air horn relative to the amount of attraction?
To be honest,
let's check the poll.
Yeah, let's check the poll. I'd say the amount of air horn has. I feel like it's just been a linear relationship. If not,
we have a no air horn vote. Whoever you are, I don't care for you much as a person.
I'm gonna take one guess and say that was
the dear readers again.
See that was Lisa going.
Sorry, Zach's mom. You're a wonderful person if that is you.
I'm gonna assume so.
It could be someone impersonating his mother.
Oh, but we're still at 67% air horn.
Air horn stays.
So, I mean, I'm not gonna make that call yet, but
there's a billion Pokestops here.
So, BoJack Horseman
premiered today.
BoJack Horseman. The BoJack Horseman story. By BoJack Horseman. Chapter one. For those of you who haven't watched the entire series in its completion since last week when I told you to do so, you're missing out, and season 3 came out tonight at 3 a.m., and I may or may not have set my alarm for 3 a.m. so that I could watch the first three episodes. Oh boy, 3 a.m.
My God,
I did do that.
You did set your alarm for 3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, at first I was up at midnight because I was like, okay, it'll be released at midnight, they said, and then I realized it's midnight PT time.
Yeah, because I came home from work around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I was like, oh boy, I can sit and watch an episode about Jack Horseman. Still wasn't on.
Yeah. So, anything else to talk about? Anybody? Or should I go into music?
Let's play. We haven't played music in a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Here's Queen with Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Oh. I'm going to restart that one.
Passion in the good old fashioned school of lover boys. yours, that will be fine. Come on and get it. Ooh, love. There he goes again. Ooh, just like you, your passion, love. Boy, boy, what you do tonight?
Hey, boy.
Everything's all right, just hold on tight. That's because I'm a good old fashioned lover boy.
Queen with Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy, followed by Driftless Pony Club's the song actually doesn't have the title of the song doesn't have any vowels in it, so I can't really pronounce it, but it's the final track off their album Magnificent, which is a magnificent album. If you're gonna do sound effects, plug into the thing.
No, I already closed it.
Jesus, my name's Chris.
That's a spot-on impression of me.
I'm Chris.
Well, I had my eyes closed during that, and I thought it was actually Chris talking.
Also,
why were your eyes closed?
Don't ask.
I'm tired. shout out to Sean Freeman, who, while we were playing those songs, was very adamant about trying to find something to talk about, while the rest of us just goofed off.
All right, guys, let's find something to talk about real quick.
I was responding to a Facebook policy question, because I can't not respond to a Facebook policy question, and I don't remember what Chris was doing. Chris, what were you doing?
You know what? I can't remember either.
Owen, what were you doing?
I was telling you about songs that we should play.
Owen was being.
No, good. I remember what Chris was doing. He was talking about your mom and dad who were responding to your Twitter
poll. Oh, that's right. Yes. My mom didn't respond to the Twitter poll. It was just my dad that
Mrs.
responded.
Mrs. Going,
to the
could
Twitter
you please
poll.
Submit your vote?
Yeah. Mrs. Going said she's
we need the vote.
Mrs.
Mom,
Going
Airhorn
said she's
no
pro Airhorn, so that's
but
three
she didn't
votes.
Cast the vote.
That's three votes Airhorn.
That's three vote Airhorn, one vote no Airhorn. My dad gave the argument of he's wearing headphones, Which reminds me of those memes, the headphone user beware memes. So like the John Cena meme would be the headphones user beware. Wow, we should really, we could prank call people on this, but I feel like that's unethical. So
one of my favorite, I love prank calls. That's one of my favorite things about morning drive radio.
Also, I actually forget how to call people from here. I know how to pick up the phone, but calling is a completely different story. All I know is it has to do with this number pad.
And we'll mess around with it. We'll figure it out.
We're doing the mess around.
Everybody doing a mess around.
What's that from?
From Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh,
John
yes.
Candy's in the car smoking a cigarette. He throws it out the window. It goes in the back window. The car catches on fire.
I love that movie.
Don't question my knowledge of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie. One of, probably, I will make the argument, John Hughes' best film. Your silence is agreement.
It's a good movie.
It's one of his best.
It's a good movie, and I love Steve Martin. So.
I love, John Hughes is, as cheesy as it sounds, one of my favorite directors, because all of his movies are just 80s teen movies.
Yeah, except for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably...
What is Owen Seamster thinking at this exact moment?
That's a good question.
Yes.
I feel like Owen hasn't talked enough today. I think
Owen hasn't talked at all today.
We should really pull some stuff out about him.
I have been very silent. I guess mostly because you guys have been here rather often.
No. They've been here like twice. Don't worry about it. This is my
fourth week in a row. Thank you. Recurring guest, friend of the program. I'm the reason your listeners are up.
They've been here like
For those of you who can't see, Zach's face shows an expression that Chris DeLaRusso will not be on the show anymore.
Hold on. For those of you that can't see, so all of our listeners.
Okay, let's pull some stuff out of Owen. Let's ask getting to know you questions.
Yes, Owen.
All right. We need some getting to know you music. Hold on. Or like start like asking the questions and I'll get the getting to know you music.
So Owen.
Yes.
Where were you born?
Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, so you're a Medford boy, huh?
Yes.
Likely story.
Maybe likely story.
A likely story.
All right, Owen. What do you do currently?
Currently, I am a sailor in the United States Navy.
Thank you.
Yes. I have been stationed down in Charleston, South Carolina, for training in the Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. So I just graduated A school, so 6 months of schooling for the first half, and now I'm on 10 days of leave, and I go back, and then for about a month and a half, gonna be doing a whole bunch of menial labor until they send me back to school for another 6 months.
Wow. Someone else come up with a question. I'm tired of...
You should look them up!
I'm tired of leading this conversation.
Okay, three books you bring on a desert island. Go.
Dune. Because it's a good book. Because it's a good book. Not just the desert theme. Okay.
Before you continue, is it like desert, like deserted, or desert like it's all desert on an island?
D-E-S-E-R-T.
It's actually desert island. It's desert island. He just pronounced it a little differently.
Three books you bring on desert island.
No, like deserted. Like it's like there's no one there. Because if it's a desert surrounded by water, then that's not much of a desert.
Oh, deserted island.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm coming to?
Australia desert island.
Good question. Yeah, where do you stand on the deserted island debate, Owen?
What is the deserted island debate?
Is it a deserted island? Is it
a deserted island, meaning an island filled with desserts?
And some guy named Ted.
It would be a deserted island, as in absent of life.
Thank you.
Okay.
But exactly. Except for a single palm tree. Then it is no longer absent of life.
That's true.
Oh, see, this is embracing debate. This is a good conversation.
Is it a deserted island before or while you were looking at it?
I do not know.
There we go. That's some good background music, I
guess.
To talk.
All right. Next question.
All right. I don't have... I'm not actually looking at questions. What are the three books?
Okay. How about Dune?
Okay.
If I'm on a deserted island, probably some supplementary survival knowledge books.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So
to go with my already
That's
vast,
book two, okay. And what's book
amount.
Three?
Hmm.
Why are you bringing books on an island?
Because you can't have a TV.
Because my plane crashed.
What about myself?
Only my book survived.
Yeah, so I agree.
Third book.
I don't know. I guess
Radio
the Bible?
The Bible.
Okay.
I can dig
that's
that.
That's not... Yeah, okay. I can get behind that.
All right.
Some tough times out on that deserted island.
Yeah. You need to like know God. I get it.
Celebrity alive or dead that you'd most like to have dinner with.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Let's think.
Celebrity chef.
As in famous person or like contemporary celebrity?
Famous person.
Yeah, famous.
Living person. Or dead, right?
Living or dead.
You said living like or dead.
Shakespeare
well,
if you wanted
well,
to.
Well, I was going to say like Thomas Edison.
Okay.
Nerd.
Where do you stand on the Edison versus Tesla debate then?
Ooh, okay. Nerd alert.
All right. So, Edison definitely was a forefront thinker and he was very driving innovation. Mm-hmm. But I feel because of that, he got very caught up in his own concept of everything I think is awesome. So when being presented with counter ideas, he simply didn't want to be able to
accept any other ideas. Yeah. I get that.
By the time Tesla was like working under him, he'd already been coming up with tons of innovations for decades already.
I think it's interesting. I've often heard him compared to kind of like Andy Warhol in that he was the visionary behind a group of other people's work, you know? So he was the one running the lab, but like it was the innovations of other people.
Would you rather?
Oh, would you rather?
All right. Would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or be sticky for the rest of your life?
Nerd alert!
Probably itchy.
It's a little late. Itchy.
Yeah, creams and other things could be applied, but you can't really unstick yourself.
Itchy's pretty bad. Like, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't say itchy where.
That's true. Is it itchy all over?
Just a generally itchy.
So I'm assuming itchy all over.
Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you have to sneeze but never able to?
Ooh.
Hiccups.
Yeah, hiccups.
Ooh, sneeze.
Really?
Oh, I hate that feeling.
I feel like I would get used to the feeling. Eventually, it would just kind of like...
Yeah, eventually you'd just numbish, like be like a little like...
If tingling. I'm always hiccuping, that's just like...
Yeah, I don't... That interrupts everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but like when there's that moment just before you sneeze, you have to like stop your conversation and wait and then
I'm actually
passes.
Feeling it right now, actually, is interesting enough.
Would you rather eat a potato and feel its pain or be a potato?
Eat a potato and feel its pain?
Yeah, like feel the pain of being eaten or be a potato.
But if I am the potato,
so am I still eating the potato?
Wait, am I only eating this potato and feeling its pain once?
Is it every potato I eat?
Maybe it's every potato.
This sounds like an advertisement for that new Seth Rogen movie.
Are we feeling the potato's pain as we're biting it or as we're digesting it and as
all
it's being
of it,
dissolved
all of it.
In our stomach?
Nerd.
I think I'd feel the potato's pain.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want
to. Plus, I get to eat a potato. So
yeah,
I mean,
it'd be a sucky situation. But,
wait, how are we preparing this potato?
I'm gonna guess it's leaving up to your choice.
Yeah.
So if I mash it, I feel the pain of it getting smashed up.
Well, no. I think it's just you feel the pain when you're eating.
But
the
he
potato.
Said the whole way. So. Preparation too, because if we bake,
I mean, French fries would be pretty bad.
If we bake this potato in an oven, that sounds awful.
But here's the thing, though: you feel it, but you don't like you aren't like physically being baked. You know, like your body's still intact.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That truck backing up noise in the background is.
It happens. It happens all the time over here.
Walls are paper thin.
These walls are paper thin and everyone hears every little sound. Modest Mouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any other good...
Not really. They're
okay.
All kind of just... Meh.
Owen.
Yes. Chris.
Welcome to the show.
Is a hot dog a sandwich or its own thing?
Oh,
that
was not this debating.
It's its own thing.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
No?
Thank you. It's not.
It's its own
it's
thing.
It's a hot dog.
Other things
have bread.
A sandwich
implies that there is two pieces of bread above and below.
That's true.
That's why
not
it's
laterally.
Sandwiched between.
We could say, though, that the sausage is sandwiched between two pieces of bread.
What about like a sub?
I'm team hot dog on this one.
It's got an open top.
True.
But, like, wouldn't you call a sub a sandwich, though? Like, if I, like, most sub shops, it's really just one piece of bread that's open like that.
What?
That's like, true. Yeah, usually, like, it's just the bread that kind of opens like that, and they put all the meat inside, and then the kind of...
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah, that's man. True.
Like, a sub is it's a submarine sandwich.
Okay, I don't but even that's have still, that is still a piece above and a piece below. It's simply
no,
joined
it's one
on
whole
the
piece.
Side.
How about this, usually. Though? How about this? What if you took, like, a bun from Subway, right? Mm-hmm. And you just told them, put sausage in it and nothing else.
Oh, God.
Is it a hot dog or is it
oh,
a sub?
God, that's a sausage.
Well, no, but it has the bun. I don't know.
I think that would be a hot dog sandwich.
Going into this hot dog sandwich.
This program ends in 3.5 minutes. We don't have enough time to continue this debate.
Oh, my God.
Why did we start this?
Okay, I only have 3.5 minutes. So this has been the Astro Hour, 94.5 WMFO in Medford. Special thanks to Owen Seamster for coming on. He's going back to South Carolina tomorrow. Anything last to say, Owen?
Just thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. It's
go
been
Navy,
a pleasure.
Beat Army.
And we got yes, yeah. Go Navy, beat Army. And Chris and Sean, they'll be here
probably next week.
They'll be here. Wait, is next week the 29th?
Yes.
Then maybe I'm having my sister on, and my coworker Chibu is going to be
on,
which is
going
to
like
be interesting. You guys are welcome.
Are we getting kicked out? Are we being removed from the program?
It's been long
Perhaps.
Overdue, let's be honest.
Perhaps.
Sean, I'm sorry. Who missed last week's show? Not me.
Who started before you?
That's true.
Who brought
You've
in all
You've both been on the exact same...
Who brought okay, in
we,
all those...
We don't have time. We don't have time to debate.
This is a great debate.
Get back to the DeLorean. Here's September by Earth, Wind & Fire.
We're embracing...